The village of Kaslow unveiled its draft active transportation network plan during an open house on April 2 at the Heritage Hall. Prepared by Watt Consulting Group, the draft plan makes recommendations on how to promote inclusive, accessible, and connected active transportation in the village. Watt Consulting is also the group that recently completed a review of the village's road signs and pavement markings. Active transportation is any form of human-powered transportation, including walking, cycling, or rolling using a skateboard, wheelchair, and inline skates. The plans are designed with all ages and abilities in mind. Watt Consulting developed the plan using a three-phase approach. Phase 1 involved a technical review of existing infrastructure to identify gaps, barriers, safety issues, and key opportunities. Phase 2 involved engaging with key audiences to understand what they like, do not like, and wish to see. Phase 3 saw development of the plan, including priority projects and network maps, to illustrate how the village can improve active transportation conditions. "It's really wonderful to work with smaller communities who are really passionate to see change," said Tim Shaw, project lead and senior transportation planner with Watt. The consulting group found that current speed limits are too high. The village lacks formal cycling infrastructure, and existing pedestrian infrastructure is in a range of conditions. Intersection safety is also a concern, currently prioritizing vehicles over other users. The village is currently welcoming feedback on the plan, to be incorporated in the final version before council approval. To access the draft plan and the questionnaire, visit kaslow.ca and check the latest notices for Active Transportation Network Plan. Hard copies of the questionnaire are available at Town Hall. Feedback must be submitted by April 14. The plan can also be found at kaslow.ca/p/bylaws-reports. Priority areas. Based on technical reviews and public engagement, Watt Consulting came up with four priority areas to focus active transportation improvements. Priority Area 1 is downtown. Community members said they would like to see pedestrian activity prioritized on Front Street, but wanted to maintain on-street parking and the width of vehicle travel lanes. The plan suggests raised mid-block crosswalks with curb extensions and additional lighting. To make Water Street more accessible, the plan suggests converting it to one-way westbound traffic and adding a buffer with benches and a sidewalk. 4th Street between C Avenue and Front Street could see the width of parking spaces and travel lanes reduced and the addition of a multi-use pathway, MUP, and buffer. Priority Area 2 is around J.V. Humphreys Elementary Secondary. Suggestions include a covered stairway from the intersection of C Avenue and 5th Street up to the school field, an off-street pathway along the perimeter of the school field, and working with the Transportation Ministry to upgrade the existing crosswalk on Highway 31A at C Avenue to include advanced warning signs and flashers. A couple MUPs could be added, as well as an advisory lane. Active transportation users have priority in dedicated lanes, but motorists can legally enter the advisory lane to pass oncoming vehicles. Priority Area 3 is Vimy Park Ring Road and 1st Street. Community members noted that speeding is a concern in this area. The plan suggests implementing a 30 km/h speed limit and installing speed tables and mid-block crosswalks. Priority Area 4 is the Highway 31 Kaslow River Crossing. Community members said this is an important corridor for accessing the Kaslow Arena, but currently there's no active transportation infrastructure south of the bridge. Users must go on the road shoulder. The plan recommends a pedestrian crosswalk at Spruce Avenue, with overhead illuminated crossing signage, flashers, and advanced warning signs. The plan also suggests a protected MUP with a barrier on the west side of Highway 31, from Arena Avenue to the new crossing at Spruce Avenue.